Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Believe it or not, it was recently suggested to me that I should preach to you 20 sermons in a row without talking at all about faith in Christ. As if faith got in the way of the gospel. As if faith made salvation uncertain. As if faith were opposed to Christ. As if faith were a four-letter word. Dear friends, if I ever preach to you a sermon without preaching faith in Christ or to believe in Christ, a single sermon, you should come up to me afterward and reprimand me. Please do. And if I should preach 20 sermons in a row like that, you should pick me up and throw me on the street. I would not be a faithful preacher of Christ and of the Holy Spirit, who is the preacher of faith. As our confessions say, the very voice of the gospel is that we should believe the absolution and regard it as certain that the forgiveness of sins is freely granted to us for Christ's sake. We should believe that through this faith we are truly reconciled to God. Faith is a good thing, not a bad thing. Yes, but you're teaching them to put their faith in faith. Good God, the ignorance that fills the visible church. No, friends, don't put your faith in faith. Put your faith in Christ, the righteous one. And understand that faith is the very means by which God gives Christ to you with all his benefits, with all his mercies. Faith is God's gift to you. Of course, we'll give thanks to God for it. The Holy Spirit preaches to us about faith again in today's gospel of the healing of the 10 lepers. What faith is, how it behaves, and what faith produces. More than that, he urges us to faith and confidence in the goodness and the mercy of Jesus, the healer of lepers, the healer of sinners, of all who are sick in sin, and cry out to him for mercy, as the 10 lepers did, as you have done again today and every Sunday and in between. Lord, have mercy. That is the prayer of faith. 10 lepers, 10 men with that skin disease, that debilitating disease that covers one's body and makes one unstable, infirm, weak, sickly, and also isolated from society at that time, living in their own little colony away from everyone else. 10 lepers came to Jesus and called out to him in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And there right away you have it, faith. See what it's like. See what it does. First, faith fully expects to find grace, God's grace, with Jesus. As in so many cases, a good report about Jesus and his kindness and his mercy had reached those 10 lepers, even living in isolation as they did, somehow, some way, God got the word about Jesus to them, that he was gracious, merciful, kind to all who come to him for help. How many times do we hear that? Almost every week in the parables and in the healing miracles. Someone has heard about Jesus as a kind and merciful Savior. So they heard that simple word about Jesus, and it was the instrument that the Holy Spirit used to create faith in their hearts so that they went to find Jesus and they knew what to ask for when they got there. They knew what to expect. They knew what to pray. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. That's a perfect prayer. It's the prayer of lepers. It's the prayer of sick people, of sinful people who have no hope in themselves, but who have heard that there is sure hope with Jesus. Jesus, Master, have mercy. To pray to Jesus for mercy, to expect mercy and grace from Jesus, that's faith. So, you've heard too, haven't you, that Jesus is good and merciful. You've heard that the Son of God came to seek and to save that which was lost. When all is helpless, when all is hopeless, when your sin weighs heavily upon you, when the sins of others threaten to overwhelm you, even if 10,000 enemies are drawn up around you on every side, you will still find God's grace with Jesus. Go to him with a Lord, have mercy, and know for certain that you will find mercy with him. The second thing the Holy Spirit teaches us about faith in this gospel is that faith doesn't need proof ahead of time that Jesus will help. The lepers went to Jesus with all their sickness, not already on the mend. When they got to Jesus, they had no proof in writing, no guarantee that he would do what they asked. And even when he spoke to them, he didn't immediately, on the spot, give them the answer they wanted. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. What did he say? Go show yourselves to the priests. The priests are the ones who check people, check lepers, to see if your skin is clean or unclean. So even when he said the words, they could look at their hands, look at their arms, look at their feet, and all they could see was sickness still. All they could see was the same hopeless life, the same helpless life that they'd been leading up till that point. All their eyes told them was that still there is no healing with Jesus. But faith takes the word of Jesus and runs with it, no matter what the eyes can see. Without any proof staring you in the face, without all some already existing healing that you somehow see in there somewhere, it's the word of Jesus that sent those 10 lepers running, not pleading, come on Jesus, heal us, we said. It sent them running, believing that by the time they got to those priests, their skin would be clean and they would have something to show. So, no matter how bleak things appear, no matter how uncertain your future looks, no matter how distressed our church may be, the words, it will be okay, are not meaningless, empty words for the Christian. The Lord has taught us over and over again in the Scriptures that he is present most when we see him least. He has taught us to trust in him and his salvation, especially when our eyes and when our human reason tell us not to. Who would have thought that hanging the Son of God on a cross until he was dead would work out well for the Son of God or for the church? And yet it did, and it does, and it will turn out well for all who trust in him. The third thing that the Holy Spirit teaches us about faith in this gospel is that it doesn't bring any merit or worthiness of its own to the table. The 10 lepers did not approach Jesus saying, "Jesus, Master, heal us, and then we'll be good people after that." They didn't say, "Jesus, Master, heal us because we really do deserve it." They didn't say, "Jesus, Master, heal us, because if you don't, we'll tell people how nasty you are." "Jesus, have mercy on us." That's it. Faith comes to Jesus empty-handed, with nothing but sickness, nothing but poverty and wretchedness and miserableness and blindness, confident that the mercy of God in Jesus Christ is divvied out because of how good and merciful he is, not because of how deserving we are. Now, all 10 lepers demonstrated that kind of faith in Jesus. Whether strong faith or weak faith, it doesn't matter. Whether one calls out in a loud voice or whether one is only able to squeak out a barely audible, "Lord, have mercy." It doesn't matter. That's all it takes. That's true faith, genuine faith, Spirit-worked faith, saving faith. And all 10 lepers had that faith and were healed along the way. And then something happened. We don't know even what happened along the road. Luther speculates that they got to the priests and the priests said something to make 9 of them not go back to Jesus, not trust in him anymore. That's speculation, we don't know. Something happened that made 9 of the 10 forget about their healer. That made 9 out of the 10 who had faith in Jesus to be healed by him, not go back to give thanks to him, not go back to worship him and to praise God in him. But one did. For the one leper, faith in Jesus immediately turned into a life of thanksgiving, a life of praising God. Praise because of the faith created by the Holy Spirit. Faith that went on to produce the fruit of the Spirit that we heard about in Paul's epistle to the Galatians today, including that fruit of joy in the healing that Jesus brings and has brought, that fruit of love for Jesus and love for his neighbor as he praised God with shouts of praise that encouraged other people to trust in Jesus for mercy too. All of that teaches us something else about faith. It isn't necessarily permanent. If you talk to the Baptist preacher down the road, as I did a couple of weeks ago, he will tell you, if you ever really had faith, if you ever really came to Jesus, if you ever really made your decision to be saved by him, you can never lose that. You may backslide, you may walk away from some of the benefits for a while, but you can never lose faith. That's not what the Holy Spirit teaches. See the 9 out of 10 today who did. But see also that that doesn't have to happen to any of you, not a single one. Jesus has provided the means for sustaining the faith that he has granted. And you know what those means are. We talk about them. The Word of God, the sacraments of Christ. As you use those means, you have God's promise that he will not let his word return to him empty. You have his promise that baptism now saves you also and gives you still a good conscience before God. You have God's promise that the word of absolution spoken by your pastor is valid in heaven itself. And you have his promise that the forgiveness of sins that Jesus won for all people at the cross is given to you to eat and to drink in his body and blood at the sacrament of the altar. Today's gospel itself, the healing of the 10 lepers, is given to you as a gift to heal those who are hurting, to warn those who are straying, to call back those who have gone their own way and forgotten that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Faith enables you, too, to come back to Jesus in thankful praise, to worship him as your Savior, to fall down at his feet in thanksgiving, and to ask him again and again for his mercy, because not a day goes by when you don't need the mercy of Jesus. It's here for you whenever you need it, free of charge. Faith is not a four-letter word. On the contrary, faith is a good and salutary gift of God. It's the Holy Spirit's work of opening up the valves of your heart so that God can pour in his mercy, his forgiveness, his grace, and all the benefits of Christ, even strength and healing. Rise and go, Jesus said to the leper. Your faith has made you well. Not because faith is a good work, but because faith lays hold of Christ, the healer. Faith will never disappoint you as little as Christ will ever disappoint you. Never hesitate to seek mercy from him, for he is a good and merciful Savior. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.